It's CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Two paramedics convicted of negligent homicide after they forcibly gave an unarmed black man ketamine may get a new trial, CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
The two former Aurora Fire Rescue paramedics arrived on the scene after Elijah McClain was already detained by police and on the ground face first. He had committed no crime. Without evaluating his condition, they administered a large dose of ketamine for his body weight because they concluded he was suffering from, quote, excited delirium. The Court of Appeals ruled on Tuesday that the 2023 homicide convictions of both men would have to be retried because the judge didn't properly advise the jury. The state attorney general's office says they will appeal the ruling to the state Supreme Court. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver's housing market is in a rut. Sales in May were down 7% compared to the same time last year. May is typically the busiest month for home sales. The Denver Metro Association of Realtors blames high interest rates for the slowdown. And scientists are working to build more accurate forecasts about the amount of water in the Colorado River. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, a new study from Arizona State University brings in data from satellites.
The researchers are trying to go beyond measurements of how much water is in the river itself. Satellite data tells them how much water is stored in snow and soils to create a more complete picture. Enrique Vivoni is a senior author on the study.
That future forecast, it's what's important for decision makers and planners to be able to make calls about how a river basin like the Colorado River will be managed in the next weeks to months.
As the Colorado River supplies less and less water due to drought and climate change, experts say it's getting more important to track every drop of water in the Colorado River system in real time so cities and farms can plan for shortages. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
You are listening to CPR News.